unholy gloom. When Satan fails to make us bad, he is most content to keep us sad. For a heavy heart cannot contain buoyant thoughts from the high domain, and must perforce gravitate to matters of a lower state.
He really follows the desert, considers with sadness as one of the deadly sins.
Then some humorous, very much in the style of Father Leonard. You could see by his influence.
Yeah, you really can.
Yeah, but on some of these things even more. Professor Drew was known to hold with certainty, both firm and bold, that this, our world, is far too old for even God to have had us told the story of humanity. Professor Drew was heard to say accounts that change from day to day of how billions and billions of years away this world was started and was bound to decay. And he who stands staring in utter dismay at one rain shower in the month of May. Oh, what conceit, what vanity. And now, proclaims Professor Drew, no one is sure of anything in you, and there is no real difference between false and true. So what does it matter with that in view, how many aeons we have gone through, if one plus one does not make two? Professor, that will do for you. You are tampering with sanity.
Each one of these could be put with an article on, like this on evolution.
Yeah.
Or the article on the four last things in death.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it could be added to it.
Protesting. The Unitarian Dr. Lee is pleased he does not disagree with God on points, perhaps two or three. The Presbyterian Reverend Shreve has found himself more bent to believe for being a conservative. But the High Episcopalian Dunn, who is far above the common run, agrees with God on all points but one. The Pope.
The Pope, that's right.
That is good, I like that.
The heart. Whence come those anguished works of art, those songs of man's distress? You find the secret in our heart, that entity of restlessness. The heart that's meant to be on fire, whose death is just to be cold. The heart that knows not what to desire and does not want to be told. The heart that's not content with gold nor filled with earthly truth. The youthful heart that wants to be old, the old that mourns for youth. Our heart was made for a fiery dart, for a dove, a living nest. Our heart was made for another heart whose restlessness is rest.